of the octave of Christmas, this will be what the Italians call a fervorino, a short homily to excite in our hearts a Christian fervor. The liturgy of the Church does not provide for the celebration of New Year's Day, but this is no reason to pass it over lightly. We should at this time reconsider the program which the Church outlined for us at the beginning of the liturgical year, a program both positive and negative. We are to renounce all worldly lusts and practice piety. Our Lord made it clear to us that the only thing important is the salvation of our immortal soul. All our actions should be directed to the salvation of our soul and that of our neighbor. This is not easy, as our daily lives demand so much of our attention that it blinds us and prevents us from seeing our true destiny. In today's epistle, we are shown how to avoid becoming worldly and thereby neglecting the needs of our soul. The epistle of the Mass is taken from that written by St. Paul to Titus, at that time a young bishop of the Church. This short passage should help orient our efforts in the pursuit of virtue in this new year. It directs us to renounce all ungodliness and worldly desires that might occupy our attention and interfere with the salvation of our soul. That is the negative thing that we are supposed to do. The positive thing is we should live temperately and justly and piously. We must live temperately. That is, be moderate in our thoughts, words, and actions, making them conform to the truths of our faith. Justly, that is, giving every man what is due him, but not forgetting the claims of God and our fellow man, the claims of nature, grace, and our own soul, and even the just claims of our body. We must live piously. That is, we must be sustained by a childlike confidence in the Heavenly Father, whose children we have become by reason of our brotherhood in Christ. We must live with the conviction that His fatherly care and loving hand are always guiding us, protecting us, and sanctifying us. All temporal things must pass away, but they point the way to that which is enduring and eternal, which alone can satisfy our souls. We wait for the day when eternity will begin for us, and the Lord will return in majesty, as He shall come to us at the moment of our death, and on the day of the last judgment. Our faith teaches us to believe that death merely opens for us the gates of eternity. If our lives have been worthy, the Lord, upon His return, will unite our transfigured souls to our bodies. This holy hope prompts us to long joyfully for the return of the Lord and for the blessed eternity that will follow. This hope sustains us and gives us the strength to conquer. The sacrifices and the good works which we undertake at the beginning of the new year will increase our merit for eternity if we persevere in them. Shun all ungodliness and worldliness. Live temperately and justly and piously, sustained by the loving hand of a devoted Father. Long for the blessed day of eternity with holy hope. This is the program the Church sets before us at the beginning of the new year. The liturgy shows us also where we shall find the strength to do these things. A child is born to us, and a son is given to us, whose government is upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called the Angel of the Great Council, we heard in the introit of today's Mass. Christ, the Lord of all things, is born to us. He, the Son of God, has assumed a human nature, and in the Mass has become a sacrificial meal, and at the same time, the spotless oblation which we offer to God. With His help, we shall be able to accomplish our program. I am the vine, you are the branches. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. We read in the Gospel of St. John. On the New Year's Day, we should renew the promises we made at our baptism, renouncing Satan and all his works and pomps, believing in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and in the Holy Catholic Church. We should resolve that all we do, we will do for God and in accordance to the holy will of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.